Good morning. It's another beautiful day. The perfect time to take just a few minutes and sit in your heart space. Let the power of the Creator imbibe your entire being. Remember your connection to all that is, to the smallest amoeba in the bottom of the ocean, to the coldest stardust, the edge of the universe. It is all one existence. Let's take a deep breath. Remember, the entire universe is within you. You have access to all the answers that you need. Open your heart. Open your mind. And let that feeling of creation, of abundant, overflowing love that you are, flow freely all through your being. This is your connection with the Creator, with creation, and with all that has been created. Remember, you were created out of all the same energy, material, and presence as every manifest being with a piece of the universal soul, the oneness, the Holy Spirit, the thing that makes you jiggy with it. For this is, as some refer to, as the God spark. Others may refer to it as many things: love, God, energy. But this is the unseen dimension. It's the power source. It's the ether. It's the indescribable, yet fully felt. It's the unknowable, but you cannot know without. It is the thing. It's the thing that makes you sing. Now many confuse this with a book, or a word, or a path. But the only path is within. So this morning, take that path within. And start it with your body and your energy field. Start at the top of your crown. Feel that energy buzz about your head, tickling your scalp. You can feel the stardust. If you like, visualize stars flowing down as they fill your body. as you realize your oneness with all that is, as it flows down over your head and starts to permeate into your being, you realize that the universe in your mind is the same as the universe around you. And as he flows down past your brain, your nasal passages, where you breathe in all those beautiful scents, pull the oxygen from the air to help you survive. What an amazing system this human body is. Then you feel yourself filled with that energy as it descends farther down upon your shoulders. It's so relaxing. It's like you just left a little 10-minute massage at the mall. Your arms fall away and that energy is surrounding you everywhere you look, everywhere you feel. You can feel the stars of your mind and your body touching the stars and everybody else's. This is the true one. One love, one soul, one energy. As the one energy falls down upon your chest, and it starts to fill your heart, you realize this one energy is all connected. You let go of your mind. Let that energy fall into your heart. It takes away the decision of the day and lets your heart lead the way. Feel the energy flow down through your body, through your organs, the system that makes all your hormones and regulates your body and processes the food you eat. And remember this, that system is so amazing that it can take a piece of steak or a piece of fruit or a vegetable and it turns it into the manifestation of you. It supports your heart, your mind, and your soul. As we feel this flow down the energy, notice the dancing, the warmth, the comfort within all of your body systems. As we now pass our belly button and feel our hips, feel them comfortable, strong, dirty. As we pass our reproductive organs, remember these are the most divine gift of creation, to be respected, to be honored, and to be shared with those that you would only be willing to create another being with. It's not about their energy, good energy, bad energy. It's about, is this somebody I want to create with? Is their heart in sync with mine? If you're going to share that energy with someone, then you must be willing to share is creation of an entirely newly manifest being from the same soul family that you come from, that we all come from. For within the soul family, there is no color, religion, sex, skin, dis-ease. There's only the pure soul we attract and create into a new life. This is why it's so important that you co-create from the heart, not from the loin or the mind. This is how the manifest being progresses. Now, move down your legs. Feel the power in your thighs. These are some of the strongest muscle group in your body. They keep you steady, safe, secure. When danger comes in, they fill with blood so you can run faster than you ever ran. So you can lift more than you ever lifted before. These are the miracles of creation. Feel down to your knees as they allow to bend and squat. They allow us to kneel and show reverence to all that is. For when we are kneeling, we are above no one. We have been slowed, for to run, you must get off your knees. So remember, as you feel your knees, that they are a spot for humbling. Feel down your calves and down your ankles. Your feet. The feet keep us steady, strong, and work in conjunction with all our other body parts to keep us standing erect, looking in the right direction. As they create all the paths we make, one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. As you've gone through each of the body parts, thought of what they do for you and how they are significant, remember you are now engulfed in that energy that is the Creator, the created, and creation. Let us not forget the silent energy. For without the empty and the spaces between the sound, the rest and a great piece of music, it would all be boring. There would be no flavor. We would all smell and taste the same. So, remember today, you are a beautiful, unique manifestation, the one love and one soul that permeates all. And when you let the Creator lead the way that sits within your heart, that we've all been endowed with, then, it's a whole new day. Don't get fooled by somebody's luxuries, that it means that they sit in their heart space. For the law of creation has no judgment. And anybody who passes judgment is sitting outside of the Creator's space. They may wear all the bells and whistles, and they might have signs all around them pointing, but peer inside and you will see the true reality. So don't hold yourself against anybody else's bar. Hold yourself to your heart and follow what that says. Then you shall see a new reality, when it's only occupied in the moment. For all the toys in the world never made a child an adult. And all the lessons in the world never made an adult a child. For innocence is the key to the kingdom. Once you have the answers, you've closed your own book. Have a beautiful day. I love you.